Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Stewart. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fall. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Fall. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting 7th. The catcher, Tom Holler. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landrum throws the ball into Santo, who tags Gabrielson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Holler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller strikes out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a line drive towards first. McCovey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Williams reaches second base with a double. Beckert goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Giants. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCovey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fall picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Fall. McCovey scores. Hart moves to third. It's 4-1, Giants. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hart scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Giants. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gabrielson for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert catches it and throws to first to double up Haller. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing right field. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Bill Fall. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Beckert reaches third base with a triple. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Giants. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clemens. Hart reaches second base with a double. Mays goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Giants. Orlando Cepeda pinch hits for Len Gabrielson. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Masanori Murakami now pitching. Ollie Brown now playing right field. Ken Henderson now playing left field. Don Young pinch hits for Doug Clemens. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Krug pinch hits for Vic Rosnovsky. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug strikes out. Two outs. John Bacabella pinch hits for Billy Heft. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Chuck Hartenstein pinch runs for John Bacabella. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Don Landrum. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is hit by the pitch. Young moves to third. Hartenstein moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Don Young now playing center field. Chris Krug now catching. Byron Brown now playing left field. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. Krug strikes out. One out. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Byron Brown. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.